Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. This is going to be a very special show. We've had lots of great guests over the years, but I just have a feeling about tonight. We have with us the legendary Sandy Hackett.
Oh, my God. Don't you have to be dead to be legendary?
No, I don't think so. I think you can be alive, and Sandy is very alive. And Sandy Hackett is bringing, and has brought, actually, his Rat Pack show to Theater by the Sea. Sandy, this is unusual for us. Usually we talk to the stars the week before the show. In this case, we're right in the middle of it. You've opened. It's been great. Welcome to Rhode Island.
Well, thank you very much. Very nice to be here in Rhode Island.
Now, we're going to find out a lot about, if you recognize the name Sandy Hackett, because he's been doing this for quite a while. You've been on television. You've been in movies. You've recorded things. You've done a lot of things over the years. And you got an early start because your dad was fairly well known.
That's right. I was very well known, and it's now time to blindfold yourself and see if you could guess who I am.
Okay, and what's my line we're playing? Sandy Hackett, dad, was Buddy Hackett, and a legendary star as well as you.
He was legendary.
He was legendary.
That's legendary.
All right.
Still famous. Talking about him 10 years after his passing.
All right, and for many more years after that.
And Buddy, he's in the show.
That's going to be interesting.
Yes, because it's advantageous to me because of his passing, we don't have to pay him.
Well, there you go.
We couldn't afford him.
It saves money, right? It saves money. Theater by the Sea is producing this. Bill Henney has got the Sandy to come and bring his troupe with him.
Actually, they're presenting it, I think you have to call it. We produce it. Hackett Miller produces it.
Okay.
I produced the show with my wife, Lisa Dawn Miller, whose father was Ron Miller.
The songwriter.
The songwriter who wrote For Once in My Life, Touch Me in the Morning, If I Could, and so many others.
We have so much to talk about. The show itself, though, I want to make sure that everybody understands, this is not a tribute show. It's a musical that you've put together, right? You and your wife.
Absolutely. Man, my wife has handled all of the music, the arrangements, original arrangements, original music from her father, Ron Miller, songs that she sings, songs that Sam sings, song that Frank sings. Comedically, that's kind of my cup of tea. I wonder why. It's because I trained you. and I get to play Joey Bishop in the show, who is a family friend, and it is a full service show, both comedy and music.
So does it start after the passing of your dad, or when?
No, my dad was actually alive. In 1998, HBO was doing a movie about the Rat Pack, mm-hmm. and my phone rang, and I said hello, and a voice said, "Hello, Neff." I said, "Uncle Joey." "Yeah." I said, "To what do I owe the pleasure of this phone call? HBO's doing a movie about the Rat Pack. I think you would be perfect to play me." I said, "Wow, Uncle Joey, I don't know what to say. I would love to play you. What do I do? Who do I talk to?" He says, "I don't know. Nobody called me." And they didn't call him.
And it was just his idea, right?
It was I was his choice to play him.
Right.
And the part had been cast. My agents pursued it. The movie came out. And so it set me on a course to want to create something to honor the intentions and wishes of my dear friend, Uncle Joey Bishop.
Well, that's a very cool story.
And I just would like to say he does a very good job.
I can't wait to hear some of the music. The music is original, some of it, to the show. As we mentioned, written by Ron Miller, the famous songwriter, and Lisa's dad. So we have Buddy Hackett, your dad. We have Ron Miller, Lisa's dad. And then we have kids that you have in the show, which is going to, I mean, we have generations here.
We do. We have three. We have a lot of generations. We have my kid and his kid and his kid.
But we're going to get to the first piece of music, probably the most famous song that Ron Miller wrote, which is Once in My Life.
For Once in My Life.
For Once in My Life. Sorry about that. And how does this come into the show?
Well, originally recorded by Stevie Wonder, but actually even before Stevie, recorded by Tony Bennett. And then Stevie got a hold of it and up-tempoed it a little bit. And Ron came in the studio one day, and Stevie was kind of putting chords behind it and laying down a vibe. And Ron walked in and said, "Stevie, baby, what are you doing to my song?" Because Stevie tells that story, and it's wonderful. But Stevie had a huge hit with it. A lot of people think that Stevie wrote that song, but in fact, it was a Ron Miller original. And it has gone on to be recorded by over 100 artists, including all of the artists in our show, Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, and Sammy, all recorded for Once in My Life. So it's in our show, and Frank sings it, and I think, and let's go, let's roll to the tape.
Here we go.
For once in my life, I got someone who needs me. Someone I've needed for so long. For once, unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I knew someone warm like you. Who's gonna make my dream come true? For once in my life, I won't let sorrow hurt me. Not like it's hurt me before. For once, I have someone I know won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore. For once, I can say that's mine, you can take it. Long as there's love, babe, bet I'm gonna make it. For once in my life, I've got someone who needs me.
So there you are. You have all this great music coming your way. It's going to be at Theater by the Sea. It's already opened, so I don't have to tell you about its opening date. But hurry to get tickets because it's going to close on June 22nd. So call Theater by the Sea. Get your tickets. I mean, it's very easy to do. You can go online to their website, which is theaterbythesea.com, or you can call 401-782-TKTS. And for those of you that like numbers, that's 8587. So get tickets to see Sandy Hackett's Rat Pack Show. And getting back to you, Sandy, and a little bit more about the family before we go too far down the line, because we're going to play a song sung by Lisa in a moment. The Rat Pack, as most people think of it, is obviously Frank Sinatra, Joey Bishop, Dean Martin, Sammy Davis Jr. And that's normally how I think most people think of the Rat Pack. But Lisa's in the show, correct?
Well, Lisa's an actress that portrays a character we created called Frank's One Love, based on the relationship that Frank Sinatra had with Ava Gardner, who he said was the one woman he could never get out of his veins. She ran coursing through his veins.
Yeah.
The relationship, they were married for a short time. They were hot and heavy, but their disparate schedules and hot-tempered personalities kept them from being able to keep it together.
Right. Now, the show itself and the way you've worked this out is very, very intriguing. And I was almost unsure I wanted to give it away to the audience, but you said, no, it's okay. This isn't the Rat Pack from the 1950s.
Well, first of all, the Rat Pack happened in 1960. And that's quite all right. And they were in their prime. Frank Dean and Joey were in their 40s, early 40s. Sammy Davis was in his early 30s.
Right.
And instead of going back in time to see the show, God, played by me, Buddy Hackett, I send them back to do to a modern day in their prime, because who wants to see them when they're old and decrepit? to come back to modern day and recreate a show. So what that does is it gives us broad range comedically to bring in modern day politics, things local and generic to the neighborhood. And we found some wonderful stuff here in Rhode Island. When you come to see us, we'll tell you all about it.
All right. So it's them in their prime brought back by God to do one more show, so to speak, or a series of shows.
Well, yeah. It's every night it's one show, but you know what? They're different because we ad lib, and the show is never the same. Depends on what happens. People yell out stuff. You know, the week before we were in Kansas City and we're finding stuff about Kansas City. We're in a beautiful Kauffman Performing Arts Center, 1,800 seats. You said you performed there.
It is gorgeous.
You know, stunning venue and, you know, people yelling out. You mentioned Kansas City or Kansas, and we're from Missouri.
Yeah. Show me the essence of what's going to happen here is just so exciting, and I want to find out more about Ron Miller and so forth. But right now, we're going to go to a song that Lisa performs in the show called "Wasn't I a Good Time?"
Fashion, wasn't I a real good? is not always fair, but at least we had some time, time to laugh, time to share.
Just been listening to the beautiful voice of Lisa Dawn Miller. And if you'd like to hear more of Lisa Dawn Miller, you can buy her CD, correct?
Yeah, it's on iTunes. Her first CD is called Fly Away, and it's available on iTunes. It's been out there for a while, and it's just wonderful. She's got, she even included me on the CD. She let me do a duet with her. But she's got Michael Amante on there, and I've got an amazing instrument, an amazing voice.
Beautiful, beautiful
voice. She
was
reviewed in New York, that CD, and they said best CD of the year when it came out. This guy, the critic said this is the most amazing music.
So you get to hear her in Sandy's Rat Pack show at Theater by the Sea. So that's a cool little bonus that you might not have been expecting. And sometimes, Sandy, your children make appearances in the show.
Well, my son sings. When my wife was in the house practicing, my son, when he was little, 4 years old, he just started mimicking Lisa. And we realized, wow, the kid's got amazing pitch and can sing. So he's now been singing since he's probably three almost. It was the first, I think we put him in the show first time, but I first heard him, you know, really start singing when he was three. And he's got several songs out. And years ago, we were doing the show and we were going to be close to home, about 15 minutes from the house at the Thousand Oaks Performing Arts Center. And I wanted to put him in the show and give him some stage time. And I wrote him into the show as Young Frank Sinatra. And I did some research, and there was a wonderful song that Frank sang called Someone to Watch Over
There
Me.
We
from an original musical called OK that was in New York at the time Frank was 9 years old.
Hmm.
And I found that, and so the second act opened with Oliver coming out as Young Frank Sinatra in a little cap with the knickers and stuff like that, and a scene plays with him and his mother, and he, Mom, I want to be a singer, and he sings that, and then it transitions into, you know, Frank as an adult.
What a deal. And now, see, here's something you might not have known if you did a little research on Frank when he was nine, that later on, one of his initial successes was singing in the Hoboken Four, a barbershop quartet. Say?
I got to tell you got me on that one. I know a lot of Frank stuff.
There you go. Well, check that out. Frank's early commercial success was with a barbershop quartet. He sang lead. We'll have to add that to the show someday.
Only you, a man from the area of expertise in
the barbershop quartet
would,
world,
would know this wonderful piece
right.
of trivia.
Well, let's get back to Frank. And I presume in the show he sings Luck Be a Lady, I would think. And
that's done by all the boys.
All of them. Okay.
All the boys.
All right, so that's our next piece. We'll listen to that, and then we'll take a short break and be back with more of Sandy Hackett.
Luck be a lady tonight.
Gentlemen, see just what kind of dame you could be.
I know the way you treat.
treated other guys you've been with. Luck be a lady with me. A lady never leaves her escort.
It isn't fair.
It's not nice.
A lady doesn't wander all over the room and then blow on some other guy's dice. How about we keep this party polite? Never get out of my sight. Stick with me, baby, I'm the guy that you came in with. Luck be a lady.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Maino, and very privileged to be sitting with Sandy Hackett of Sandy Hackett's Rat Pack fame. And we've been talking about the show, which is at Theater by the Sea, now through June 22nd. It's great to meet you, Sandy, and listen, reminisce and talk about all these things and listen to your stories.
Well, thank you very much. And I got to tell you, we've never worked at a place called Theater by the Sea this close to the ocean, and I've never been where the audience comes right out of the ocean, wet, soaking with sand on them, and just takes a seat for the show. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, there is. I mean, a lot of people come right from the beach and go there. It's pretty amazing. But if you haven't been to Theater by the Sea yet, for the two people left in the general southern New England area that haven't been there, you should go. It's a beautiful place, beautiful grounds, has the bistro, which is connected to it. You can have a little adult beverage or a dinner and then take the show in. Then during intermission, you can have some more adult beverage and take the show in. And you'd be right in the flavor of those days.
Sure, absolutely.
The only thing is, there's no smoking in the theater, so you can't go all the way.
Well, no, you can't. But we bring those guys back to modern day, so they don't smoke either.
They don't smoke either. There you go. Now, as far as the theater is concerned, the theater is always famous for its musicians that are there, and there's always live music. This is not any kind of canned show where it's singing to tracks or anything like that. It's all live.
Right. Frank, Sammy, Dean, and Joey come back from having passed, but we did find live musicians to go with them.
Right. And you even brought, I think the other thing that's important is the four of you or five of you or however many end up being in the show, depending on the
that's
situation.
Right. You never know. Neptune could come out of the sea and we'd put him in the show.
Right. But you've worked together for quite a while. This is not a traditional Theater by the Sea production, because this is Sandy's production. So you've been traveling with these guys for a while. You know each other very well.
Yes. And to my knowledge, this is the first time Theater by the Sea has done this, where they've gone out of house and brought in an outside production.
Right. And that's the point I'm trying to make, that the four of you work together so that there's no surprises. You come in and you do what you've been doing.
Oh, there's a lot of surprises.
No surprises.
Oh, yeah. We ad lib. We have fun. We look for local material. And they say, we need to have a preview show to make sure everything's right. I said, we just came from Kansas City, last week, where we did eight shows to, 15,000 people. We don't need any previews.
There you go. Well, I was fortunate enough to be at the preview last week, and you're right. You didn't need a preview. But I'm going to go come back again. I liked it so much, I'm going to come back again before June 22nd.
Good.
And see it one
Love
more time.
Love to have you.
We've been playing songs by the cast. The last one was Luck Be a Ladies, done by most of the cast. And speaking of the cast, how long have this troupe been together?
I have, over the years, a bevy of actors that have come and gone from the show. We seem to keep in touch with everybody. Guys, get other commitments that they want to do or pursue and come back to the show. And sometimes we've had two, three, and even one time, I think on a New Year's, we had five casts working.
Wow.
So, but this cast has been together collectively in doing the shows for probably the last couple of years.
I think that one of the things that's important is that this is not an impersonation. Correct.
It is an essence show. To me, these guys were great friends, and we wanted to bring back, as producers, myself and my wife, we didn't want look-alikes, we didn't want sound-alikes, but we wanted were wonderful actors with great voices that could come and bring the essence of these guys so that when you sit there and watch, you suspend your disbelief as, oh, that's not them. You quickly get absorbed into the what it is and go, wow, that must have been what I like to see them.
Right. All right. Well, a lot of wonderful stories, as you can imagine, that Sandy has accumulated over the over his years, and stories from his dad and back to Lisa and her dad. And you told me a wonderful story before the show started off air today about after Lisa's dad passed away, you found some music.
I didn't. Lisa did. Lisa was going through, you know, some of his stuff and found a box filled with cassette tapes. And one of the tapes said three songs, and she plopped it in to hear what it was. And she found three songs in there, and two of them now are in the show. And they're wonderful. Which one are we going to?
We're going to go to Will I Still Be Me.
Will I Still Be Me was a song that Ron had written for a musical called Satchmo about Louis Armstrong. And it never got finished, but Ron had done all the music. And we heard this song with Ron doing the demo that just blew our doors off. And I said, we got to give that to Sammy in the show. And so Sammy sings it, and it closes the first act.
I've got so much to learn in so little time. Lord, you know that I'm so afraid. Will I say that I'm right when I know that I'm wrong? Will I still give a damn for each hungry man? Or just go along with the rest of the world, afraid to be real, ashamed to be loved, but needing to feel that kid with a dream who ran in the rain when I'd become everything. Take it easy, Sam. If they're gonna beat you down, well, let them do it. But don't ever do it to yourself. I mean, what have I gotta worry about anyway? I'm young, I'm not lazy. I got my hat, I got my songs, and in these shoes I can dance all over the world. But I hear a lot about people that get up there and they change. Lord, just please don't let me change. I still see the world as a child sees the sun. And will I still say I've lived every day when my life is done with the world at my feet or holes in my shoes? I'll take it. Dream.
Sandy, a fortunate man is someone that can be surrounded by people that he loves, and you certainly seem to have accomplished that in your life.
Well, you know, it is a blessing, and for every parent that has a wonderful relationship with their children, they share the same blessing I do.
Right, and we're talking about the fact that Oliver, we mentioned it earlier, your son is able to be in the show occasionally.
We found out Oliver could sing when he was 3 years old. Lisa was rehearsing for something, and Oliver came in and sang the song down and astounded us.
Right.
I mean, you just don't expect. And the song she was singing at the time was Defying Gravity from Wicked. And our three-year-old son is wailing on Defying Gravity. And eventually, several years later, we did a video. He'd done a bunch of stuff. The first song he ever sang on stage was from the musical Oliver, Where Is Love? Wanted to give him an opportunity, and I wrote a part for him in the show as young Frank Sinatra. And he sings Someone to Watch Over Me as a boy.
All right, so we're going to listen to that now. And then right after that, there's another song that is not in the show, but one you hope to put in the show.
Well, it would be Oliver as a special guest, Frank introducing a special guest artist, because Oliver, now his voice has changed. He's gone from boy to, you know, man voice. And he did a ballad version of Bruno Mars's Count on Me. And it's just wonderful.
We will listen to both of those and take a short break and be back with more of Sandy Hackett.
Hey, Ma, will you take me into the city?
Please, Frankie, go help your father.
I want to see that show again.
Of course you do. You haven't seen it enough. Frankie, you've seen that show 100 times.
I know Pop wants me to work on the docks with him, but someday, Ma, I'm going to stand on stage and sing in front of people.
Yeah, you're going to be the best singer on the docks, Frances.
I want to be a singer.
Well, from your lips to God's ears, baby. You're special. Like a miracle, you came to life. Oh, someone's watching over you, Frances.
There's a somebody I'm longing to see. I hope that she turned out to be someone to watch over me. I'm a little
If you ever find yourself stuck in the middle of the sea, I'll sail the world to find you. If you ever find yourself lost in the dark and you can't see, I'll be the light to guide you. Find out what we're made of when we are called to help our friends in need. You can count on me like one, two. I know when I need it, I can count on you. Like 4, 3, 2, you'll be there. 'Cause that's what friends are supposed to do, oh yeah. Tossing and you're turning and you just can't fall asleep, I'll sing a song beside you. And if you ever forget how much you really mean to me, every day I will remind you. Find out what we're made of when we are called to help our friends in need. You can count on me like 1, 2, 3, I'll be there. And I know when I need it, I can count. Friends are supposed to do, oh yeah.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Sandy Hackett. And Sandy is appearing for a couple more weeks at Theater by the Sea with his Rat Pack show, along with his wife, Lisa Marie Miller. Lisa Dawn Miller. I was getting there, but you jumped right in.
I had to. I know who I'm married to.
And we've been playing music by Lisa and by their son, Oliver. and Ron Miller's writing and Buddy Hackett memories and Sandy Hackett.
You want a Joey Bishop memory?
Sure.
Because I went to visit Joey with Lisa and Oliver. Our daughter Ashley hadn't been born yet. And when I was interviewing about the show, and he told us, he said, one night he's on stage and you can't get into the place for the Rat Pack. It's packed, packed, packed. There's no way to get in.
Right.
And here comes the maitre d'. Joey's on stage walking through the spotlight. You can see him. He's got a chair above his head. And Joey's thinking, who's this special that this guy in a packed room is going to put down a chair for somebody? And it's only one chair. And he puts down the chair, and now, like out of a movie, here comes Marilyn Monroe walking down the aisle. And Joey sees her and waits until she gets just as she's about to sit down. And Joey looks at the audience looking at her, and he says, I told you, wait in the car.
I can just see that whole thing unfolding and hear him saying that. Sandy Hackett's Rat Pack Show is going to be at Theater by the Sea for a couple more weeks. If you want to get tickets, I would suggest you call immediately. Well, I'll finish. We've got a couple more minutes of the show. Then call 401-782-TKTS or 8587 or go online to theaterbythesea.com and you can go online and choose your own tickets for whatever is left there. For the show, you will be thrilled to see this show. It's going to have a lot of great music, music that was written especially for the show, and you get to see Sandy. And if you mention my name, you get a discount on coffee. Well, no, you probably don't.
But that's free cream.
Free cream. You get the free cream for the coffee if you mention my name. There you go. Well, Sandy, it's been a great pleasure to meet you and spend time with you. Thank you so much for coming in.
My pleasure. Don't we have a last song?
Going to do one more, but I wanted to say thank you before we talked about the song. And we're going to actually maybe even have two songs. We're going to listen
to it. I thought I was leaving.
No. You can stay right here. But I just wanted to, I wanted to thank you very much for coming in. I know it's something that you have a very busy schedule when you're in production with a show like this, and every moment is precious. You could be down at the beach enjoying
the nice
weather.
I don't want to be at the beach. I don't want to do anything fun until my family shows up and my kids, and they wake me up and, Daddy, let's go to the beach.
Okay, there you go. All right. Well, let's get to another Lisa song and tell us about If I Could.
Well, this song recorded by so many artists. Michael Bolton, Celine Dion did it in her show in Las Vegas for 3 years. Ron wrote this song, and many people think it's, his best work. And Ron heard his daughter sing it and said, I got to tell you, of all the people I've produced and heard sing this song, my daughter sings it the best. And it is a song about how parents feel about their children. And we've put it in the show a handful of times for special events. We've had a couple of special occasions where there's somebody in the audience had a special thing and they asked for something, a dedication, and we put it in for Mother's Day every year. Lisa does it at the very end of the show and comes back for Mother's Day and said, the show's over, but it's Mother's Day, and to all you moms out there. And we're going to be here for Father's Day, and I may stick it in for Father's Day because it's that kind of song.
That sounds great. Let's listen now.
If I could, I'd protect you from the sadness in your eyes, give you courage in a world of compromise. Yes, I would. If I could, I would teach could let you go.
Sandy, I already thanked you, but one of the things we didn't do was give website information for you and for Lisa and so forth. So why don't we do that now?
Well, if you like what you've listened to tonight, you can see more about the show on our website, Sandy's Rat Pack, S-A-N-D-Y-S, ratpack.com. For our son, Oliver, it's Oliver Richman, R-I-C-H-M-A-N.com. And then, of course, my wife, Lisa Dawn Miller, and her website is being retooled, but you can type her into YouTube and find her. We've even got a clip up there of both Oliver and Lisa with Stevie Wonder at his house full of toys.
Well, it's all wonderful things happening, so check out those websites. And definitely check out the Rat Pack Show, Sandy Hackett's Rat Pack Show, at Theater by the Sea. And we're going out listening to a little Frank Sinatra underneath us and doing a medley of things that come from the show. All right, everyone, we'll see you next week on Conducting Conversations.
Come fly with me, let's float down to Peru. In Lava Land, there's a one-man band, and if two is good for you, come fly with me, let's take off in the blue.